President Trump is facing questions about his health after photos of bruising on his hand and swollen ankles prompted speculation in recent days. Today, Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said he underwent a comprehensive exam and has a common and benign condition. NPR White House correspondent Danielle Kurtzleben is here to tell us more. Hi, Danielle.
Hey, Juana.
So, Danielle, help us understand, what led up to today's announcement?
Well, in the last few days, some recent photos of Trump circulated online. And in particular, people were zooming in on Trump's ankles, showing that they were swollen. And they were also zooming in on the back of Trump's hand, showing bruising and what appeared to be makeup in some cases. Now, all of this prompted questions about Trump's health, because swollen ankles especially can be a sign of more serious conditions, like heart failure. So today, at today's briefing, Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said Trump wanted to address this, and she read a memo from the president's doctor. And it said the swelling is a symptom of a condition called chronic venous insufficiency. As for his hands, she said that the president bruises easily as a result of taking aspirin regularly, as well as she put it, it's a result of frequent handshaking. But there's still plenty we don't know here. For example, the memo says Trump noticed the swollen ankles in recent weeks, but it doesn't say when he was examined, nor does it say what treatment he's receiving. It does appear that that condition is pretty new because it didn't come up in the report from his April medical examination.
Okay, the condition that we're talking about here, how common is it? What else can you tell us?
Well, chronic venous insufficiency is a pretty common circulatory condition. What it is blood is not being pumped back up to the heart from the legs very well, and it can cause swelling and pain. Now, in this memo, Trump's doctor, Sean Barbabella, said they tested for some serious conditions that swollen ankles can be associated with, and that there was just no sign of things, like, for example, heart problems or deep vein thrombosis. And Karoline Leavitt really stressed that in her briefing, adding that this is just a common condition, particularly for people of Trump's age.
Well, speaking of age, Danielle, how do you expect the White House to handle questions about President Trump's health and age going forward if there are more of those?
Right. Well, you're right. Trump is 79. And at the end of this term, he would overtake Joe Biden as the oldest sitting president. So age and health questions are just going to continue to loom over him. And that's hard for someone whose brand has been all about toughness and strength and vitality. I mean, remember back to 2015 when his campaign released a letter from his doctor saying that if elected, Trump would, quote, be the healthiest individual ever elected to the presidency. Mm-hmm. So some hyperbole there. And his doctor later said Trump dictated that letter. Well, ever since then, Trump has continued to try to project that he's active, that he's sharp. For example, he showed off when he won a golf championship at his club this year. And on the campaign trail, he just liked contrasting himself with Joe Biden. He called him Sleepy Joe. He insinuated that Biden wasn't mentally all there. And he still brings up Biden's age and health. So he's just going to continue to probably try to project that. But there's one other thing I'd add here. It's just notable that this speculation online was enough to prompt the White House to address these questions head on. White Houses don't have to release medical information about the president. So the fact that this wasn't just a routine physical, that they did it and they talked about it, it suggests that the White House just wanted to tamp this down.
NPR's Danielle Kurtzleben, thanks for the update.
Yeah, thank you.